The Christchurch Heroes LGBTI Inclusive Sports Trust is here right in our Garden City. I'm going to be speaking to Rawa Karatai, who is the co-chair of the trust. Now, their rugby team is the Christchurch Heroes rugby union team. It's affiliated to New Zealand's oldest club here in Christchurch, the Christchurch Football Club. It was actually set up last year. It's into its second season of rugby. The trust currently boasts five sporting codes in the first 12 months of operation, and they're still expanding to provide the LGBTI people a safe space to play their sport in Canterbury. And I'm now joined by the co-chair, Rawa Karatai. Good morning and thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you.
Once again, more inflammatory comments by Israel Folau. What's your take on what he said, given that you know, you guys have your own rugby team here in Christchurch? How damaging do you think his comments are?
Well, actually, I think it's time that we actually call for the removal of Israel. He's no longer a valued member of our rugby community. He boasts hate in his comments. And it's not just an attack on the LGBTI community. This is an attack on most society. So if you actually have a look at his post, he describes most of us, anyone that's down the street on Friday night having a good time, as everybody who he's attacking. And, you know, I actually believe he's crossed over now into hate speech, and I think it should be argued that he has. He no longer represents the values of sport and is disrespectful to most of our members of the rugby community.
You make a good point, actually, that with many rugby codes and sporting codes, in fact, in this country now, they have to be seen to be inclusive. They have to be seen to be diverse. They, you know, long gone the days of making homophobic or racist comments. That's just simply not tolerated in this country anymore. So he is, what he says actually is at odds with the way New Zealand sport now is, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So in 2015, we did a research project without in the field, which showed that homophobia was a real problem, not only in New Zealand and in Australia, but across the globe, where 84 participants witnessed or experienced homophobia, and 83% of people who were openly out did not feel safe as a spectator at sport. Now, the great thing about here in New Zealand is that we're very fortunate that Sporting New Zealand and the New Zealand rugby boss, Steve True, really wants to fix sport homophobia and really deal with that problem. You know, only a few weeks ago, I was talking to him about making sure that we could make sure that trans people and intersex people could actually play sport without having to worry about gender identity.
Where to from here? Do you think he will remain a rugby player professionally by the end of the day?
I hope not. I mean, this is round two, and he should have learned his lesson a year ago. He clearly hasn't, and he's a repeat offender. I want to make that really clear. He's a repeat offender who Australia Rugby has had to deal with this before, and so this time they need to actually deal with it swiftly and make sure that they actually call for a zero tolerance of homophobia in sport. The real trick here for them will be, I mean, he's just signed a new contract. He is a high performer of sports. But at the end of the day, we need people in sport who are leaders, who are making sure that everybody in our society feels safe, and calling out people and singling out people in our community is not the right way to go. Go for it.
Rara, I had a call from a lovely Polynesian man who's been in the country for about 20 years, and his views, he said, changed when he left Samoa and married his Maori wife and realised the error of his ways. And he said to me, and I quote, he felt like he was brainwashed with his upbringing at church, and he was more open to other facets of society when he eventually actually came to New Zealand and met his wife, which is, I guess, nice to hear. Do you worry also, as a member who deals with people of the gay community in Christchurch, do you worry that what Israel's comments do are damaging for those who perhaps are still vehemently in the closet and they feel like they can't come out, and they may have adored or idolised Israel, and they now are feeling like they may feel like their idol is now making them feel like they're worthless? And several social workers have emailed in saying that is a genuine concern they have, that the risk of harm now as to what he says cannot be understated. Is that an overplay, or do you believe that could be the case as well?
That's definitely the case. We know that young LGBTI people who are trying to find their way in the world, who are questioning their sexuality, struggle with mental health issues. They are looking for mentors and people to look up to who can show strength and acceptance. And, you know, when they don't find that, or when they see that their idol is somebody who actually discriminates against them, you know, that's not a safe space for young people, let alone older people who are from religious backgrounds who are Samoan. You know, Samoa still has homosexual law reform to get through. In Fiji, for example, we just had the Prime Minister just say that actually marriage equality won't happen. And this is only in just the last few weeks. The Pacific community, by and large, is a safe space to be LGBTI or a trans or a whakawhiri. But the laws just don't reflect that. And what we need is actually a safe environment for all of our people in the world.
If Israel was listening to this right now, in a sentence, what would you tell them?
I mean, let's have a look at what just happened in Christchurch. We've had the Muslim incident. We as a city have been calling for unity and inclusion. And actually just have a look at what the LGBT community had done for that. We raised $7,000 for St. John. And that was our way of showing unity and love and support to our community at Christchurch. We really want you, Israel, to actually take a look at what we're doing for our society and making sure that our society is safe for all. It's time for you to actually stop calling us out as a sin, because we're not. We just want to be loved.
Rawa Karatai, really nice to speak with you, and thank you very much for your time this morning at such short notice. And try and have a good day.
Will do. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks. All the best to you.